I'm Marcel Petutta, Sports Inquirer, here with London Ackerman, sophomore libero defensive specialist for Georgia Tech Volleyball. Discuss the win on October 31st, this past Friday, against Notre Dame.
It was a rough one, but we'll take the W. But I think we came back and we stayed very composed, something that we've struggled with in the past, especially on the road. We haven't had a victory on the road in a while, especially in the ACC, so that was good. And I think overall, like, we're growing as a team, we're maturing, and I think that that really showed against Notre Dame. And I think everyone played together as a team, and there weren't very many individuals out there, so that made it a lot easier, and I think that's why we won.
When you're down 2-1 and down in the fourth set trailing, what's the mindset of the team? Do you call a timeout? Do you kind of get together? And what's the mentality of the team to try to come back and win?
I think we just needed to stay focused, and I think that's exactly what we did. We talked about it, and I don't think anyone was ever doubting the fact that we were going to win that game. I think we might have been nervous a few times because we came out so slowly, but I think the overall mindset was we're winning this game, and that's what happened. We just took control of it.
All right, you individually, describe your role as a libero or defensive specialist. What are your responsibilities on the court?
I control the back row. I control the serve receive. I say who's passing, who's not passing. And ultimately, it's just keeping the ball alive back there and making sure that everybody's on the same page, and talking to my blockers about what they're doing, talking to my setter about where she can take the ball, where the blockers on the other side of the net are going. It's a big communication role. Like, I have to be talking the entire time.
And also, it's a unique role on a volleyball court in the fact that when you do the rotations, you cannot play on the front line. Mm-hmm. How do you keep yourself into the game when you do? You kind of keep track of that and know when you have to come out and then when you come back in, and how does that all work for people who are not as familiar with the sport?
Well, I only really sit out one play, and it's because I can't serve for two people. I can only serve for one player, so I'll serve for one of the middles, but really I'm in there for the whole game, for the six rotations. Besides, there's only one rotation that I'm not in there, so really I have a good feel for everything that's going on. So me coming out of the game, it's really like a water break and getting right back in. So it's not like I'm off the court that often, which I love, because I like have a feel for how everyone's like their mental. I don't know how to explain it, but yeah. So just knowing everyone out there and knowing what's coming up and how we're gonna handle the next play.
Have you been a libero most of your career?
Yeah, I've been a libero since I was like 8 years old.
What attracts you to the position?
I was always tiny until now, but I always looked up to like older girls. Jackie Napper, the libero at UK, I've always looked up to her, and she was just a big role model to me, and I've always wanted to play that position.
All right, what are you working on this weekend? Because you have two matches on November 7th against Wake Forest and November 9th against NC State. You're practicing right now. Mm-hmm. What are two or three things the team is trying to get better at before those matches?
The overall ball control, blocking, every aspect of the game, really. I think staying focused in practice is a really big thing, and just going hard and being competitive so that it'll carry out onto the court for the match.
Good. Let's bring it off the court. Why Georgia Tech? You mentioned your Kentucky roots. I know you're from Louisville. What interested you in coming to Georgia Tech?
The city, the great education. I think overall it's just a great school. It's a great atmosphere. I love the players before I got here. And I think I'm majoring in business, and I'm not exactly sure what my concentration will be, but just having a degree from here is pretty awesome in itself, so I think that's a big part of it.
Have you been able to develop any business interests in the city of Atlanta that you want to maybe delve into a little bit more as you get along your college career?
I'm not really sure exactly, but
well, what are you interested in? You said you're in business. Are you interested in maybe starting your own business?
Finance, okay. And accounting, I think. Maybe like opening up my own little shop later on would be nice as well, but I'm not really sure. I'm still pretty much undecided on that.
All right, and lastly, we share a common interest. I did my background research, and your favorite app is, I guess, the Weather Channel app?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I find myself checking around the country and around the world how the weather is. Well, why are you interested in weather? Is that something that's...
Well, I just like to know. I just like to be prepared for the day, really, and I like to see the upcoming weather of where I'm going. Like, when we're traveling, I always check the weather and before I leave. It's just something I'm interested in.
All right. Thank you, London Ackerman, for your time.
Thank you.